Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful yet snowy Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 20th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy spring! It's finally here! Today, Sunday, March 20th, is the spring equinox, one of the most magical days of the entire year. And the equinox is a significant turning point. That means we've survived a long, harsh winter, and now we're ready to embrace life and rebirth. And the word equinox comes from Latin, and it means equality of night and day. Today, the sun is directly above the hemisphere, meaning that both halves of the earth are receiving the sun's rays equally, and the length of day and night are the same. And the equinox is also an important moment in time for many different cultures and practices, including the pagans and the Wiccans and astrologers, because it marks the return of light, of rebirth, of growth, of fertility, where everything is possible. And the equinox is also a very spiritual day. During this time, the veil between the spiritual and the physical world gets thinner, and this allows us to receive messages and information from the universe and from our higher selves. So you've probably had some aha moments or some new ideas or goals pop in recently, or if you haven't, you soon will. And the equinox also takes place at the exact moment the sun enters Aries, the first sign in the zodiac. And this is known as the astrological new year. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac for a good reason, because this sign gets things moving and fast. Aries is a fire sign, all about action and assertion and getting things off the ground. So we can think of the spring equinox as a time to make a pledge to improve ourselves and our life. It's a new beginning, and we have the energy of the zodiac on our side to go after our wildest dreams. Aries season gives us a cosmic fresh start. We can think of like New Year's mixed with some spring cleaning. The astrological new year is the reset button that rejuvenates our lives for the better. Aries season is the season to get shit done, because Aries is the go-getter of the zodiac. This sign takes charge. It likes to do things first, and it isn't afraid to take the lead. And this energy is propelling us forward. So we'll be feeling these energetic, upbeat, can-do-anything vibes for the next month. And then this energy carries us through the rest of the year. So the sun is exalted in Aries, meaning that the planet is in its powerful home sign. It's most powerful right here in its home. So if Pisces season that we're just coming out of, if it was all about dreaming, Aries season is all about doing. It's very goal-oriented and focused. So this is the time to go for what you want. And it's also time to be even more daring than usual. So sometimes that daringness is just admitting to ourselves what we want, what we really, really want. So whatever your goal is, it's to get a new job, it's to find love, to start a podcast, or even get in the best shape of your life, this is the absolute best time to take the first step. And today, the very day that the sun enters Aries, Mercury will be perfectly aligned with Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance, my favorite planet, and this alignment brings us positivity and good fortune. And the conjunction of Mercury, which is the planet of the mind, with Jupiter, the most fortunate planet, it allows us to access and follow our intuition. It expands our minds. It expands our thinking. This makes today, Sunday, March 20th, an absolutely incredible day to plant the seed of a dream. We're not holding back. Don't hold back. Take the first steps toward the big dream, toward the big life. This is it. This is the time to go for it, whatever it may be. We have the energy of the equinox. We have Aries and the astrological new year. We have Mercury and Jupiter that joined the party. And then we have all the planets moving forward right now on our side. We have all this energy behind us. So what I think I like best about Aries season is that it's our chance to hit the reset button on life. So if things you've wanted haven't worked out as planned in the past, this is the time to try again. We get another chance. So you get the idea. If you can't tell from how excited I am from my voice here, you're getting the idea. We're moving forward in the direction of our dreams. So the first thing we need to do is to make sure we have some dreams. Allow yourself to believe things are possible right now. Often we just shut our dreams down immediately after thinking of them because they're not realistic, or I don't know how, or I'll have to work too hard for that, or I'm afraid. So the sun in Aries also brings confidence, making this a time to break out of our comfort zone and go for it. If your dreams are ever possible, this is the time. So we don't want to miss this chance. The second thing we need to do is to direct our energy. Right now, the energy is flowing. We've got all the planets on our side. Our job is to manage the flow. We need to get the energy flowing in the direction of our dreams and goals. And we do that by taking action. Taking action tells your energy where to flow. And taking action can look like a lot of things. It could look like visualizing. It could look like saying affirmations or reading empowering books. And it looks like taking steps toward the goals. So if your goal is to move, start taking some steps toward it. Start researching cities or neighborhoods where you might want to live. Book a trip there to check them out. And if you want to move to another city, start looking online at jobs there. All of these actions get your energy flowing in the direction of moving. And it doesn't take much to get energy flowing in the right direction, but it does take action. So this month, this Aries season, let's vow to take action toward our dreams every day. And I'm talking baby steps here. Baby steps are totally fine, but some type of action toward our dreams every day. And these actions are done with intention. Intention is a secret ingredient. Intention is the secret sauce. Everything comes back around to intention. For instance, if your goal is to move, even cleaning out your closets can get energy flowing that way if your intention is to clean out your closet so you can prepare to move. The universe loves clear intention. It wants to know the reason why you're doing something. Are you cleaning out the closet to make room for a new wardrobe? Or are you cleaning out your closet to prepare to move? Or are you cleaning out your closet to get more organized? Be clear about the reason so your energy knows where to flow. Remember, you are directing your energy. You are the CEO of your energy. It works for you, and it brings you all the wonderful stuff you desire. So be clear and tell it what you want so it knows where to flow. And something can have more than one intention. So if you're going for a walk today, it could be just to support your physical and mental health and get you in shape to walk around Paris when you get there on your trip. So everything you do can move energy in the direction of your dreams and goals with a clear intention. And this is just one of the building blocks of manifesting. And once again, this is the absolute perfect time to practice and get in the habit of setting clear intentions. So to recap, this is it. This is it, a fresh start. We are hitting the reset button on life, and anything and everything is possible. Allow yourself to dream and go for the big dream. And get your energy flowing in the direction of your dreams by setting intentions and taking action. Whew, it's a lot. It's a lot. And that is it for the week. You know, just a fresh start at life. No big deal. And today I am launching my Montana Spiritual Reset program. So occasionally in life, our body and our soul need an energetic reset, especially when we're experiencing a big transition or we're up-leveling our life. And as we know, energy is contagious, and it naturally attunes to the vibration around it. So when different vibrating things come together, they sync up and they start to vibrate together, taking on the higher frequency. So one of the easiest ways to reset and balance and lift your energy is to be around a high vibrating person. So with my Montana spiritual retreat, you spend 3 days, 2 nights with me, one-on-one, and you're just soaking in all of the good vibes and resetting your energy. So each retreat is private and it's customized to what your soul needs. So you can pick and choose what you want to do or not do, or you can let me do that. So we can explore Montana, we could go to Yellowstone or the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas, or we can just relax with soaks and hot springs and labyrinth walks or hikes. And it includes multiple spirit guide channeling and mentoring sessions. And time to just be. You don't need to do anything here. Everything is included. Your room, your food, all the activities. You just get here and let me take care of everything else so you can just be and get your energy fucking straight. So until for the next month, my prices are $1,000 off. And I know this isn't for everybody, but if you're in need of a reset, this might just be the thing. And you can get more info on this on my website, and I'll also put a link in the show notes about it too. I also recorded a podcast with the astrologer Deborah Norton this week, and it's about what to expect this spring according to astrology. She shares some great stuff about the Taurus Scorpio axis, which we're working with this spring, making this the perfect time to get rid of any old money beliefs and any old money stories that aren't serving us anymore. And we'll be talking a lot about that in the next few weeks. So have a wonderful week. Happy spring. Thank you for listening and sharing this with friends that you may find value in it. Now get out there and get moving. Go take some action today towards your dreams. Talk to you again next week.